Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
And then
tough, do ragging films, kinda hard to get a job back out on the block.
Charge that food again.
Young girl, she grew up in a rush, had it bad, no doubt, she don't know who to trust. Every man she ever loved, only wanna crush.
Charge that food again.
But it's all gravy, hey baby, shots get popped, the cops shut down the party. Sag low, blow smoke out of the Dutch. We've got love for y'all, which I don't know. Was a dime, so naive that she believed every single line. 17, first time, slipped up, about to have a child.
Charge that again.
Was just us in my single parent home. She did the best she could, did it all alone. Met a man, but he won't raise a child that's not alone. No, no, oh no, no. But it's all crazy. Hey, baby, shots get popped, the cops shut down the party. Sag low, blow smoke out of the Dutch. We've got love for y'all, which I don't know.
Amazing what I do with a pen, so somebody told me dumb it down, that's an insult. What you wanna hear, some bubblegum rap with me to sound like them and everybody in they camp? Shit, might as well bite like a vampire. Shopping to these record labels, that'll get the man hired. Want me to sound like that brother that's on the radio that got a hot single right now, is that the way to go? Ooh, hill his whole flow, fuck me getting original. That's why a lot of y'all sound the same.
Pitiful.
I'ma keep it thorough, original, individual. You do anything to make the people get into you. Just be yourself and add a little variety. Sprinkle some more flavor on top of it, cause it gotta be so. I take that back, cause now you can get on it, be whack.
Part of the game is
here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. You taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song. And stop making
bad news,
bad news, bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Stop making
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news, bad news,
bad news, bad news,
yeah,
yeah. There they go again, so I made a song and hope it get up under they skin. For these copycat biting, sounded like nothing exciting. Got a question, doing the damn right. Some of these new rappers, is it the same dude? When I decide to listen, I be getting confused. I can't tell the difference from him and him. They got the same flow. Even catch them on stage, they got the same show. They imposters, looking like style takers. Swag jackets, I'm eating them all like now later. Do me a favor, not to hear like this. If you're feeling like like me about some of this weak shit coming out. It seems like they liking the substance. A whole lot of mumble rap crap and they love it. And I ain't just talking, man, I'm stating the facts. But on the real, some of y'all just it's here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you will never last long. Taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and stop making
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Let me make a song like his. Let me get a beat like this. Let me talk about what they on. Instead of real shit that hit home, now I'm making
bad news,
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 bad news.
I'm making
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news,
bad news.
Yeah.
Here for a minute, then it's gone. Sounding like the rest, you would never last long. You taking up space, need to get your ass on. And find originality and like your last song and stop making
bad news.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars, like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6. Because it should have been $5.16, and when it charged me $1.70, did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19, and I got French fries, and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah. Something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, 3 soft tacos extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
Ha, 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 ha.
set your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bomb. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Family affair. Oh, hey.
How's your son?
All the things.
He made the team this year?
All the things.
He said he wasn't tall enough.
All the glitter is my goal.
Well, yeah, we're gonna cook this up.
This is family business, and this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down, oh, the answers in us. This why I spit it in my song, so sweet like a photo of your granny pitching that you're gone and hit us. Super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas, this can't be right. Yo, you heard the track I did, man, this can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate, soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought her, why the car had to look all through it. As kids, we used to laugh, who knew that life would move this fast. Who knew I have to look at you through a glass. And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business. Everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet them Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude. But every holiday, nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's six of y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed. Way to rhyme without using eyes and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down, have a good time this reunion. And drink some wine like communion. And act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
All diamond ring. They don't mean nothing.
Jail. The next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together. A warm and tender embrace. And if Grandpa was here, I know he'd be smiling from ear to ear to see what he had done. All the offspring from his daughters and sons, a family reunion.
Son and daughter. It don't just stop. stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine heart. That is, if we all come together, no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, because you'll bleed.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your grace and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.